Good evening and welcome to Quebec Debate 2018. Well, thank you so much for joining us for this historic first. The leaders of Quebec's four main political parties here to speak to you, the English community, in the first ever televised English debate. Manon Massé from Québec solidaire, Jean-François Lisée from the Parti québécois, François Legault of the Coalition Avenir Québec, and Philippe Couillard of the Québec Liberal Party. All here to answer your questions tonight and try to convince you why their party deserves your vote. And of course, we invite you to join in the conversation online using the hashtag DebateQC. Now, tonight's debate was organized by a consortium of English media organizations, CBC Quebec, CTV, Global, City, CJAD, and of course, the Montreal Gazette. It's my pleasure now to introduce you to your moderators for tonight's debate, Deborah Arbeck of CBC Montreal and Mitsumi Takahashi of CTV Montreal.
Good evening. Tonight's debate will cover six themes. They are education, health, economy, identity and immigration, environment, and relations with English-speaking Quebecers. We asked our audiences to submit their questions, and from them, we chose six. You'll see them tonight. They'll be addressing the questions directly to the leaders. Each leader will have the opportunity to answer. There'll also be six open debate periods on these themes.
All right, something you will want to watch tonight is our timers. They're up there on those big screens. Each of the leaders' cumulative speaking time is logged and displayed, and we want to make sure everyone gets as close to equal time tonight as possible. Each leader will have an opening and closing statement, and the order of those statements and the responses to tonight's questions was decided by a draw. So, let's get started. Our first opening statement is from Manon Massé, and Manon Massé, you have 45 seconds.
Thank you. Tonight is the first time many of you will hear about Québec solidaire. I'm happy to have this chance to talk to you about our commons future. I'm here to talk about dental care for everyone, free education, and a way out of the climate crisis. I'm here to explain how we can make it possible. For too long, elections have been about more of the same. More cuts for you, more money for the big corporations and the super rich. More division when we need to stand together.
Ms. Massé, thank you very much. Mr. Lisée, your turn.
For me, the most important feature in politics and in life is honesty. Our founder, René Lévesque, is my guide. Although our commitment is ironclad that we won't hold a referendum in the first mandate, I strongly believe, like him, that Quebec is unique and should be independent. Like him, I want French to be our official and common language, and I won't equivocate on this issue, unlike the Liberals. Like him, I recognize the value of Quebec's English-speaking community, and I firmly defend the rights of Anglo citizens and institutions against all comers. I stood with you in battles against the Liberal government when it took away control over English hospitals and tried to scrap English school boards.
Thank you, Mr. Lisée. Thank you. Mr. Legault.
Good evening. It's a great pleasure to speak directly with my fellow English-speaking Quebecers. Tonight, I'm asking for your support. Liberals have been in power for 15 long years. It's time for a change. My position is clear. I want to build a strong Quebec within Canada. You're no longer forced to choose between Quebec and Canada, the PQ and the Liberals. Your choice in this election is clear-cut. On the one side, the old entire Liberal government. On the other, my party that will bring about positive change. This evening, I will explain my plan to build a richer Quebec.
Thank you very much, Mr. Legault. Mr. Couillard, you have 45 seconds.
Welcome to this historic English debate. Over the next 90 minutes, I look forward to talking about issues that matter to you and your family, issues that concern all Quebecers. Thanks to our sound fiscal management, Quebec is at a turning point. We now have the means to make life easier for all Quebecers. If re-elected, we will increase the number of super clinics, provide free dental care, invest in our teachers and healthcare workers, and keep our economy rolling. Our vision of Quebec leaves no one behind. It unites us instead of dividing us. As a strong, united Quebec, we make Canada better. I look forward to sharing our vision and our program with you.
Thank you, Mr. Couillard. So our first theme this evening is education. The English school system is a pillar of the community. Graduation rates in English public schools are consistently higher than their French counterparts. But then we lose many of those graduates to other provinces. Have a listen to Adrienne Winrow of Montreal and what she wants to know about that.
I went through the English public school system. I'm happy I got a job in Quebec, but it took 1 year of French university for me to be truly comfortable enough in French to seek employment here. Many of my fellow students left for Ontario because they did not feel comfortable enough with their level of French. My question is, what can be done at the public school system level to equip and encourage Anglophone youth to look for employment in Quebec upon graduation?
Thank you, Adrienne. Now we will answer this question. You'll all have a chance in 1 minute to answer that question. Manon Massé, once again, you drew first, so you get to start.
You know, for Quebec Soldat, I just reaffirm that it's very important to recognize that we are in a French place. And I totally understand that it could be difficult for someone who did all his elementary and high school in English, or maybe university too, as you, it's maybe difficult, but at the same time, where we are able to practice our French, it's in the workplace, it's in the commonplace. So for Quebec Soldat, what we want to do is to give the opportunity to speak French in the workplace by applying the Bill 101 for the enterprise, for the companies over 20 employees. That make French very around.
Thank you, Madame Massé. Jean-François Lisée, you're next.
Well, Adrienne, you are exactly on point. I mean, there are two reports, one here educating Quebec Anglophones and another one creating spaces.
Mr. Lisée, I have this document.
Sorry.
Just no documents,
okay.
Please.
The documents do exist. I will not show them. But they say exactly that, that the level of ability in French when you get out of an English CEGEP or university is lacking. And so it's as though we were giving a diploma with a ticket to Toronto. We want every English student in Quebec to stay in Quebec, to thrive in Quebec, and I know that's what all the parents want. So we are proposing this time around that CEGEP students have an enriched track of French in the CEGEPs, an immersion session in a French CEGEP of their choice in Montreal or elsewhere, so that they can be as good in French with their diplomas as their Francophone counterparts. The person who will hire you will want to make sure you can read and write the memo. We'll make sure that you thrive in our job market.
Thank you, Mr. Lisée. And Mr. Legault.
Yeah, I think first it's important to repeat that we have to protect French in Quebec, and French will always be vulnerable in North America because of the hundreds of millions of Anglophones. But I agree, we have to help more the Anglophones to learn French and also French to learn more about English. And I think the best way, and it exists already, is to have full immersion in the fifth or in the sixth grade. That's the best way to learn another language. I think that about 20% of the schools right now offer full immersion, which means a full year in French, or at the opposite, a full year in English. I think we have to offer that to all children, maybe except the ones having learning difficulties, but in the fifth and the sixth grade, it's the best place to learn French.
Thank you, Mr. Legault. And Mr. Couillard.
Yes, English-speaking Quebecers, of course, are an integral part of our history, therefore of our society. And again, it should be said and repeated that they are, like all Quebecers, first-class Quebecers. So their rights and institutions matter. Institutions like school boards. We will always protect the school boards that the English-speaking community has built. And we heard that there is a significant history of success among English-speaking school boards. also in some French-speaking school boards as well. And if you look at the recipe, how come these school boards are so efficient in graduating their students? Part of the success, I think, is involvement of the community. The school is part of the community. Parents go there, they get involved, they vote more for school commissioners, which is another reason to keep the school boards as they are. As far as youth goes, a significant percentage of young English-speaking Quebecers are bilingual. Some of them might want to learn more. This is what we will provide through the secretariat that we will discuss later. We are providing funds to increase that type of teaching.
Thank you, Mr. Kouya. We know English language education is guaranteed under the Constitution, but without the political will and support, it simply cannot thrive. Enrollment continues to fall year after year. So we ask you, what will you do to ensure the survival of English school? And Ms. Massé, once again, you drew first, so you get to start.
First, we will keep all the school board because they have a big role to play. But also, we will reinvest, because the Liberal cut a lot in the public service, in the education system, and we will, by this reinvestment, improve the condition in the classroom. This is very important. So let's say that Quebec Solidaire will give better recognition to the teachers, better pay for them, reduce the number of students in each class, and of course facilitate the teacher work by hiring more professional, because you know teacher needs help and this is all about investment or reinvestment. And what did the Liberal? It's a very bad job in our school.
Well, if I may, I will take exception to this
because we had to balance the books. Everybody knows that. Actually, all the parties had committed themselves to balancing the books. I'm not the only one. Chicago did, the PQ did, but we came into office and we did it. So now we have the means of our ambitions and we can invest, and we have invested in schools, and now we are over 3,000 more people working in our schools, teachers, professionals of all kinds. And we want to go further, a second person in each class at kindergartner and grade one. Free daycare at four-year-olds, so you get all ready for proper schooling. And also better pay for teachers starting at grade seven of pay scale from the first year of employment, which is $10,000 more a year.
Mr. Mizé wanted to get in on this.
Yeah, Mr. Kouya, you're the only person here who believed there were no cuts in education, English and French, in the last few years. But I want to come back to the main point, and I think you're both missing the point. The question is not how good is the English system to teach French to youngsters. They invented immersion class, and it's superb. The problem is that once they go out of high school to CEGEP and university, their French is degrading. And I'm just reading from the advisory board on English education that said, this is so dire. And you know that we lose 30,000 people a year leaving Quebec, and many of them are our youngsters. And the advisory board said, we should make learning a second language in English compulsory in the four semesters of CEGEP. English language CEGEP should be encouraged to offer bilingual programs. English language and French language CEGEPs cooperate in offering both joint programs and immersion. And so what we say here is that for the first time, let's be serious about the fact that we want to keep these children here, these youth here, by making sure that they have a diploma that enables them to thrive in the French market. And I see no political will in either of you to provide this French training for our young Anglos.
Yeah, Mr. Lizet, not long time ago, you proposed to merge French CEGEP and English CEGEP. That was a bad idea. I don't know if you change your mind, but I want to come back to Mr.
Kouya. I'm going to answer.
Just to close this,
Mr. Legault, you asked me a question. I'll answer.
Okay. Do you want to merge them?
No. The gist.
You change your mind.
The gist of the proposal.
Good.
The gist of the proposal, if you're interested,
okay,
is that French students and French CEGEP who want to learn English can go in immersion in an English CEGEP.
I'm happy that you changed your mind.
But you have no proposal.
Yeah.
You have nothing to say
about
that.
I have something to propose. We have to invest more. We have to pay the teachers better.
Agree.
We have to start school at 4 years old, like in Ontario, for everybody. Mm-hmm. We also need to help in high schools having more sports, more arts.
Yes.
That's why we propose 5 hours more a week. But Mr. Kouya, you cut in services for children having difficulties. And I've asked you at the National Assembly many times, you answer me that it was necessary to balance the budget. You don't balance the budget in aid for children having difficulties. It was an error. Can you admit tonight that you made an error in cutting in services to children having difficulties?
Monsieur Legault, I'm afraid we'll have to broadcast this video again right now, where you justified the horrible cuts that the PQ made
never.
When you had to ban it. It was broadcast and everybody saw it in Quebec. It went viral.
Can I continue?
Go ahead, Mr. Couillard.
So we were able to reestablish funding because we balanced the books. And we didn't do it by cutting the budget. We just slowed the increase for a couple of years. And then after that, we invested $2.4 billion in education and hired 3,000 teachers and professionals in our schools, which are present today. As for the rest of what you said, I agree. We have to start schooling at 4, not necessarily at pre-kindergarten.
That's not what you propose.
No, we can do it at daycare centers.
We only have 6% of the 4-year-old kids having access to school. 6%.
No, the problem, Monsieur Legault, is that you're a man of only one book. There's not only one way to school children at 4-year-old. You can do it through pre-kindergarten, or you can do it at daycare
we
centers
have 20%
with proper programs. So there's no way, by the way, you can build these preschools, as you say, before a few years. And it was not even in your financial statement. You underestimated.
So what you're telling me is that in the next mandate, it's impossible to offer schools starting at 4 years old.
No.
That's what you say.
No.
It's impossible.
It's possible.
Physically impossible.
Not the
For
way.
Me, it's possible.
You didn't cost it.
It's more than possible.
Mr. Couillard, please let him answer the question.
Here. So you vastly underestimated the cost in your financial statement.
Not at all.
By half.
At least.
By half,
not at all.
At least. Yes, you did. It's a rough draft. It's a statement.
By the way, you're a doctor. I'm a chartered accountant.
Well, let me tell you.
I think I know the numbers better than you
Monsieur
do.
Monsieur Legault, if my accountant had given me the statement, I would have fired him.
Mr. Lisée has a chance now.
Talking to the accountant, you have promised to take away $700 million of school taxes every year. You think we can afford that? You know that 40% of Quebecers...
You say that you will raise taxes?
I don't say that. Don't disinform the people, please.
But
don't
why disinform do you say that people. You're against cutting $700 million?
You're saying that there's $700 million too much that we don't need that will cut in taxes.
You
That's
said,
your proposal.
You said
Let
that
me finish
you were
my question.
Again, the tax cut.
Exactly.
Are you still against the tax cut that he did?
I'll tell you why.
Because you're against?
I will tell you why.
So you will
Not
raise
his,
taxes?
Yours, okay? $700 million more.
Will you raise taxes?
No, we will not. You know that very well. Stop disinforming people.
Okay.
Let me ask you a simple question.
Okay, so you were you against, know, I, now I, you're for.
No.
You're tough to follow.
You are disinforming.
I have to ask you both to simmer down here for a moment. I want to give
I'm
Madame...
I'm sorry, I didn't get to ask the question. So 40% of Quebecers will not get your tax cut because they don't own a house, they rent it. Do you know how much you will save personally with your tax cut? I will tell you, $2,000.
That's not the topic. Okay. That is not the topic.
Do you know how much Paul Desmarais will save?
Mr. Lisée, that is not the topic. I want to give Manon Massé enough time to just finish out this round.
Let's say we're talking about education, I think so?
That's right.
Okay, that's right. Good. So I just want to tell you that Quebec Solidaire will reinvest, you know, $1.6 billion to repair and build school because schools are so, you know, not very good.
That is all the time we have, but I think we understood what you were saying and reinvestment. Thank you very much, all of you, for that section.
Once again, Quebecers say access to health care is the most important issue of the election campaign. We've received several questions about services for families with special needs. So this question comes from Leslie Fraser of Rosemere.
My grandson is 16 and he has autism. He was diagnosed at the age of 3. There are long waiting lists today for diagnosis and there are fewer resources and services for children as they get older. What will your government do to make early diagnosis, services and treatments more accessible and long-term for English-speaking families with special needs?
Mr. Lisée, we start with you. You have a minute.
I think the people with special needs were really abandoned in these last few years by the Liberal government who, you know, made severe